Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it baby? Keep it real, take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Guys are tuned in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V, and I'm joined by my co-host, Bill the Butcher from the Butcher Shop.
And I'm getting off on the bumper music, and it worries me.
And then I have Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth.
Hey, hey, hey!
Well, that's the intro. It's not the bumper music. What are you talking about?
Hey, Will, how come you didn't throw a spitwad at Hillary, man? I saw that.
You know, I had confronted her and Bill once before, and I played it cool so I could get as close as I possibly could on this one. And I was like, all right, I got the question I'm going to ask her and pretend I'm a Hillary Clinton fan and all this. It's funny, I even... Secret Service is going, stop, stop, stop. And I just kept going. I was like, no, I got to get this question. I got to get this video up. And, yeah, it was a really odd response that she gave. But, yeah, the Secret Service was already on my butt. And I basically went around D.C. after that the whole time. And pretty much every three-letter agency and then some, I poked the bear. So I thought it wasn't already on everybody's radar. I definitely am now, but I'm... non-violent. A spitball would have been a nice little thing, though. Or maybe, hopefully when she's convicted of all of her crimes one day, we can have a nice tar and feathering, legally and lawfully, parade around the U.S.
You know, and that's my thing right there, is I don't know why Hillary is so important anymore. I mean, I do understand she's part of the child trafficking trade and been Ghazi killer and all that. I mean, the only reason why we as a society should be even worried about her is to get her behind bars. Other than that, she doesn't need to soak up any kind of time out of anybody's day. I mean, what could we do to get them prosecuted?
Well, yeah, V is like this, man. You're from Texas, okay? And you know, even when you cut a rattlesnake's head off, that head can still bite you, okay? And her head is cut off, but I've heard rumbles in the jungle where she's actually entertaining running again for president, okay? And since Bernie pulled the Fred Sanford deal over the last 2 days in Vegas, there's a chance there, okay? There's a chance. You always got to watch the snake because it can always bite.
Well, that's a good point. Well, again, guys, remember, for those of you listening, we are going to have Kristen T. Harris on tomorrow, who is running for 2020 president from the brand new Transhumanistic Party. So call in for that. You get to ask any questions you want. But as of right now, we have a guest waiting on the line. We have Ken Gifford from r3-kon.com. Ken, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, so tell us about yourself.
Not much to tell, really. Just a normal guy. Sold insurance, and I did business consulting, and one day I got arrested, and I saw how bad the system was, so I set about to change it.
So that sounds like a lot of your rights got violated.
Yep, yep, quite a few of them, actually. And if you've never been through the glorious legal system, it's quite a trip your first time around. You get a hard dose of the red pill, shall we say.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead, Will.
Why don't you start by taking us through your arrest and kind of letting that play out a little bit, what happened that day and what kind of opened your eyes?
Well, one of the worst things about it was not only did they take my cell phone, but they took my wallet and left it someplace else and then invalidly arrested me and took me down to the police station. You ever been someplace without your wallet or your cell phone? I mean, how many numbers do you remember off the top of your fucking head? Because I got, like, my mom, and that's it.
As a matter of fact, Ken, I have been in that position. In Temple, Texas, I went to a Ronnie Millsap concert, and I have a routine when I go into a club. I go in with my wallet to get the hand stamp so I get back in. And after my first beer, I walk out, and I put my wallet in my car, and I take a few dollars out and put in my pocket to pay for my drinks. Well, there was a fight in the parking lot, and I wasn't in the fight, but I ended up going downtown anyway. I didn't have any ID, and they kept prodding me, who are you, what's your ID, and I finally said, I don't know who I am. All I remember, there was a loud car crash, and a lot of people screaming, Diana, Diana, and I ended up spending the night in the county jail.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that does
wasn't a good experience for you, was it?
Now, what were the auspices that they arrested you under?
Criminal mischief and distribution.
Okay.
What did they say you distributed?
All sorts of things. Drugs, weapons. Then later on, they tacked on burglary and a whole bunch of other stuff because, well, they really didn't have anything. So they dragged out the process for over a year and a half.
Really? How long were you arrested for? How long were you in jail?
I only spent a week in jail. I got to tell you,
drugs, weapons, and women, and all. My God, Ken. Hey, listen, we got to talk after the show, man. I got a shopping list, okay?
Well, I tend to sell some more mundane things these days, but, you know, did go to jail for a while, so chances are I know a guy.
Well, okay, so we have nonviolent offenses here, and so they wanted to keep you sucked into the system for as long as humanly possible, right?
Yep.
And so, were you trying to get through it expeditiously? I mean, you have the right to do that. I mean...
Okay. You do, and you don't. Like, you can say, no, I want to keep going. I want my trial right now. However, at least in my state, the judge can very much go, you know what? I think this prosecutor is right. They do need more time. So I'm going to grant their extension. And that's it. You have no say in the matter.
Wow. That is... And again, to keep people caught up in the system. And this is the whole ordeal. And this is to wear people down. I know I've helped plenty of people. I've been a legal advisor to quite a few people, and just hearing of all the little tricks, and their biggest thing is they want to keep the courthouses packed. They want to keep people coming back in. they want to be able to disrupt your life. This is part of the MKUltra mindset. They want to keep traumatizing. Now, if you are close to losing a job over something like this, having to deal with court dates, or if you have to, you know, even if it's just getting tired of showing up every month or every 2 months for 2 years for them not to even be ready to look at you, that is, I mean, you might as well have the shackle and the handcuffs on you the entire time. I mean, that should be time served. That's ridiculous to me.
Yeah, you know, people don't understand. When you go to court, it's not like you go in to pay a water bill and it's 5 minutes in and 5 minutes out. You sit in the hallway forever. Then you sit in the courtroom until Jesus comes back. And then after it's all said and done, they go up there and they say like three syllables that you can't understand and everything. And you're asking your lawyer who works for the state. And there you sit. And I totally understand what you're going through.
And it's that process. It's that process that wears people down. This is where how they get most of their conviction ratings. People are just like, I'm tired of dealing with this. I'll just make a deal. I'll just plead guilty, no contest. I get this over with. And that's really my job here. I really hate it. So what is it that you do now because of this experience? What's your website about?
What we do is we offer a layer of protection against, you know, overreaching government. Because one of the big things is whether or not you're actually found guilty of anything, whether or not they have any evidence, or, you know, if they literally just arrest you, you get processed, then 4 days later you go in front of a judge and the judge goes, there's nothing here, or the prosecutor goes, I'm not going to charge you. Your life is disrupted. You've probably lost your job. No one called your babysitter to let them know you're not going to be home. You might have missed a mortgage payment. Your life literally went to hell, and they arrested you for nothing in some cases. And in most cases, you have no legal recourse. Because at least in my state, you need to prove malice. Not stupidity, malice. Do you have any idea how very few problems can't be wrote up to, oops, I'm just dumb, I did not know that. Yeah, not many.
I agree with that.
I have talked over this last week, to people on this impeachment thing. It has nothing to do with this case, but it shows a mindset. I have talked to congressmen and a couple of senators, and I guess judges fall in the same light. And we all assume that these people are in the know. They know what they're doing. They know what they're saying and everything, but I'm not going to quote George Carlin per se here because John will be mad at us, but there's some stupid people out there. There are some stupid people, and they're running the government. You're paying these people.
Truth.
And, but so, again, it's that traumatization thing that they are so dependent upon. It's the whole... I mean, they don't have to show malice to disrupt your life. They just want you to know that, hey, we're in control. It doesn't matter if you did anything or not. We don't like you. You are targeted. And we will play with you like a toy mouse. And when we get bored with you, we'll let you go. But you better play nice and be that dead little toy mouse and not put up a fight. Or else you're going to have some real problems. But, you know, that is the American Gestapo. That's the police state. That is the tyrannical, unconstitutional courts here. And they have to keep that image of being strong and completely in control when it's unnecessary and it's overbearing, especially in the land of the supposedly free.
Yeah, I also wanted to know what type of services you provided and maybe a few of the other things that kind of really opened your mind to how failed the justice system really is.
Well, what our service does is if you're ever arrested, detained, you call us and we call everyone on your list that you've given us beforehand. So we let your job know that, oh, he won't be coming in. We let your babysitter know, oh, well, you'll be late, and we give whoever's on your list a call to go pick up your kid. We let people know that you're incarcerated, that you need help. Depending on the level of plan, we'll even pay your bail and send an Uber to come and pick you up. If that's one of the things, especially if you go to a really police state like Massachusetts, you need to have $40 cash in your wallet to pay the bail commission. I don't know about you, but most people carry like $10 in cash, tops, unless they're like a contractor or someone who does deals in cash. So it doesn't affect, you know, the dangerous drug dealers that they're trying to keep off the street. It affects Joe Average, the blue-collar or white-collar worker who goes to work every day and carries, like, $5 cash in his wallet in case he ever needs to pay a toll.
I carry plastic myself. I rarely carry cash. Rarely carry cash because I lose it. I can totally understand it. You know something I've noticed, V, about this? Is that the further you get to the East Coast, the more they forget that they wrote the Constitution. Have you ever noticed that, V?
Well, yeah. I mean, we have...
I noticed that.
We have the NSA right there in Maryland, okay, which is part of New England, right? We have, yeah, just some of these institutions, and I know the Boston bombings, false flag, you know, these things like that are set up, especially listen, you know that we are in trouble, and the government's trying to do a real totalitarian takeover when you start seeing bombings or shootings in Washington, D.C. When they start faking that stuff and setting that stuff up, oh, well, if our capital isn't safe, then nowhere is safe. It's going to get bad. It's going to get rough. I don't know, what do you guys think?
I think it already is rough, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. I have a theory. I have a political theory that eventually the country will divide into regions, okay? And I've got the regions laid out. There's the Republic of Texas, which extends up through Oklahoma to Wyoming and New Mexico. And then there is the region of the Deseret, which is Utah, all the way over to Los Angeles, and the regions of the East Coast and everything. But I think eventually the state lines will break down and we will have regions. And each of these regions will have their own interests. Like I always tell people, I don't know anything about Maine lobsters, and they don't know anything about cattle. But we can all get together. The United States is supposed to be the United Republic. And I think that will end some of this nonsense, like what you went through, Ken. If you were dealing with just your own people, then it would be a lot better off for the rest of us.
Maybe. Power tends to corrupt, and the entire system, like you said, is designed to break you down. And how you keep saying, you know, it's mental trauma and stuff like that, they actually have a term for it. It's PICS, post-incarceration syndrome. And I've talked to people who have been in combat, who have been shot at, who have actually been shot. And they're like, you know, compared to going to war, the legal system makes it seem mild. So, yeah, you have people who have actually been shot at who say going through the legal system is worse than shell shock. That's how bad it is, well, and that's how much it is designed to break you.
Right, here comes the commercial. Well,
yeah, and we'll be right back for our short segment, and then we'll go for the long haul. Stick around.
Oh. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
We are back from commercial break, and we have Ken Gifford here with us. Now, you have this, what's the official name of your organization, by the way?
R3 Contingencies.
R3 Contingencies. Now, you got this wonderful idea to do this service for the people. Is this something that you have outside of your local area? Is this something, a service that you're offering nationwide?
Yeah. Services are currently accessible in all 50 states. And on top of the other services I've listed, we also have something called the Double Blind Program that you can buy into. It uses blockchain technology. And basically what it is you get a code. You get one section, I have another section. To access your information, like your contacts, their messages, I have to log on to the blockchain, use my part of the code and your part of the code to actually see those messages. So if the police ever come to me with a search warrant and say, I need all of V's data. I can be like, okay, here's his name, V, and this is what type of member he is. And, no, that's literally all I got. It doesn't matter. You can rip apart my entire database. That is all you will find.
Hmm. I like that. That's smart as hell.
and then, hey, kid, let me tell you something. I'll give you a line, man. I got a line for my son, the convict. After you say that, you say, bet you ain't mad.
I think blockchain technology is something that we need to take more advantage of as a quote-unquote truth community. It's, I believe blockchain technology is the new Wild West, and there's several large tech companies and nefarious characters looking to jump in on it. But if we can stake our flag in the ground and create our businesses and protect ourselves there and get there before they do, it could be a death blow to them potentially. And I love what you're doing. It's a great idea. Why don't you give the website again for people to check out?
Website is www.KON.com.
Okay, and you also have a WordPress, R3 Contingencies Liberty Ledger .wordpress.com. Does that just give a little bit more information for people?
That's more of examples about why people need the product, because that's one of the hardest things we have. Everyone says, oh no, I don't need this, I'm not a criminal. And my response is, yeah, you are. I guarantee you, if I were to follow you around for 24 hours, I could find a reason for a cop to take you to jail.
Well, oh, absolutely.
One thing people need to understand out in radio land, when someone like Ken rattles off a website, when you listen to our show, you need to get your pen and paper out and you need to write these things down. Because otherwise, you're going to be in a jail cell trying to remember these things. And you need to write these things down. Because these are the things that beat the system. They hate people who know what they're doing. They hate people who are in contact. Kathy, I'm sorry if you're listening. Kathleen, she hates Kathy. Kathleen is losing all of her pets because of this kind of thing, okay? And that she's just now getting used to the fact that she has to write these things down, and she has to stay in touch with people. And so everybody, write everything Ken says, write it down. Put it up. It doesn't take much. Just do it.
And we will say the names of the websites at the end of the show as well, in case you missed it. So, and this is absolutely... when people find out they have to go to jail, and especially for something stupid, a nonviolent crime, or just because a cop doesn't like them and wants to fake, you know, assault and resist arrest, and I was just asking him a question and he went berserk, you know, all that fake police state crap. Anyone can be victimized by the police at any time. Okay. You don't have to be a criminal. You just happen in the wrong place at the wrong time, and they decide they don't like how your face looks, well, you're in trouble.
Well, look, the case of my friend, C.J. Grisham. C.J. Grisham, who got our gun rights back in Texas, his first arrest was walking down a country road with a rifle on his shoulder, which is perfectly legal in Texas. And here it comes again. Okay, we'll see you after the break.
We'll come back after this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Break. Now let me ask you something, Ken. Do you do any constitutional audits, or do you have people that do that with you, or maybe have a service with you? So I think they could really use your service.
Our services are available to anyone who wants them. Believe it or not, the majority of people who sign up for services aren't as most people think would be criminal. The majority are parents who sign their autistic children up because the kid doesn't know what's happening when a cop asks them questions. The special needs child knows even less. And when you're roughly the size of a house, that tends to go sideways pretty quick. Because the next thing the poor kid knows is they're getting shoved into the back of a cop car, and of course they're going to fight because they don't understand what's going on.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, how many times have we seen you know, someone who is a special, I don't know the nomenclature I should use here, someone who is mentally handicapped, how many times have we seen police beat the crap out of these people? How many times have we seen, and I know everyone who's listening to the show right now has been on YouTube and have seen YouTube videos of cops beating the crap out of people in wheelchairs. We've all seen it. You haven't? You've been sleeping underneath a freaking rock. But absolutely, there's so many people who need defense. And, you know, when we talk about terrorism, well, the terrorists are wearing the badges right now. And people, I don't have any fear of walking down the street and being harassed or blown up by Ahmed. I don't, zero fear of that. But I do have great concern every time I walk out the door, there's some infraguard, some snitch, some fed of some kind, of some badge toting, some psychopath, borderline psychopath, who's kissed enough butt and treasures that fake authority, that fake power, it's called authority, and he's on me because I don't want to give up my freedom. He's looking at me because I don't want to give up my freedoms. He's looking at me because he wants to label me as a terrorist. He's looking at me because he wants me to be the criminal. He's looking at me because he wants revenue. That is the enemy, people.
The thing is, we all know my inclinations here and yours and Will's, but I'm going to tell you the truth. If I'm in a situation with police officers and somebody screams, "Show me your hands," that is a prerequisite to a gunfight. And I'm just going to be up front. I'm going to put it out there in the open. When you hear an officer say, "Show me your hands," that is the same thing as, "Do you need a count?" You know, to me, that's the same thing. And so I totally understand what you're saying. When you hear those words come out of an officer's mouth, and I respect the police, and I know we need the police, but here's the thing. Show me your hands. That means he is in what we call the red zone. There's the white zone, the orange zone, and the red zone. And the red zone is where there's imminent danger. He perceives imminent danger, and he's saying, "Show me your hands." And if you're smart, you understand that he is in the red zone, and so are you. Now, that's just the way it is, folks. That's just the way it is. That's why even elderly people, when they're pulled over now by the police, they put their hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock on their steering wheel, because you never know how these guys that are pumped up and police training and all this kind of stuff, you don't know how they're going to react. You don't know how they're going to react. And if you even so much as touch them or talk back to them. The thing I was about to say about CJ before the break, he was stopped because he was carrying a rifle. They tried to get him for possession of a weapon. They couldn't do it. He was licensed. They tried to get him for assault. They couldn't do it because he was the one assaulted. So finally, he took a Class C misdemeanor for basically interfering with an officer in the consumption of a donut. This is what we're actually up against, fellas. Really. And your thoughts, man. Y'all thoughts, man. Everybody.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. It's like you guys are saying. The police don't want you to have a plan. They don't want you to get out early. They don't want you to get out at all. The minute they arrest you, those cuffs go on you, and you are now in the system. The system does not like letting go. The system holds on to you as much as it can. Here's another red pill moment for me. The police have a direct line to the press. They can feed the press just about any story they want. And on top of that, the photo they give the press of you, 9 times out of 10, they have photoshopped it to make you look more slimy, more aggressive, dirtier, whatever they want to fill their narrative. So now not only have you have charges over your head that may or may not stick, but your photo is now out there with whatever story the police made up, edited so that you look like whatever they want the narrative to be.
That's pretty crazy. I'd never actually thought about that. And it's true. If you see some of these mugshots, they're very like over the top looking too. I think that's a very interesting point that people need to realize. I mean, if these guys got stingers, if these people have all this tactical military stuff, and like Bill was saying, their military training, it's unfortunate. I mean, I've been dealing with police a lot lately myself, and they're not even sure how to enforce the law. Police officers only go to school for 6 months. They don't learn the Constitution very well. I mean, you've got to go to school for 2 years to be a barber. These people are just trained to take you down one way or another when they interact with you. And it's unfortunate that we have to have people offering these services nowadays. But make sure you plug your website again, just because, like Bill said, if people aren't paying attention, they need to take this information down. But what are some other things that you think people may not necessarily know about what's going on here? Because that was pretty crazy.
A lot of stuff. When they went to check whether or not my warrant was constitutional, you know, one side says, yes, it was. Another side says, no, it wasn't. And then talking about that extension again, the prosecution was like, I need an extension. And I was like, I don't want to give them an extension. And the judge was like, well, you're getting a week extension. All right, whatever, just a week. A week goes by. A week and a half goes by. My paperwork's in. We hit the 2 week mark and still nothing. So, you know, I'm on the phone with my overpriced lawyer, and I'm like, what the heck's going on here, man? Are they not filing something? Is it out now? Like, is that it? Like, did they lose their chance? It's like, no, not really. The judge doesn't seem to have a problem with it, so we can't really say much. And I'm like, wait, what? So let me get this straight. You're telling me because the judge doesn't have a problem with it, it's fine. But if we were late with the paperwork, the judge would probably throw a fit? Yeah, pretty much. Can I say something? Can I do something? No, this is just the way it is. Huh.
See, that's what they're doing to Kathleen out in Washington State. They are consistently extending. And basically what the, I don't remember what the name of the county is. It's one of those weird counties out there. I call it Sasquatch. But they're basically wearing her down. And her crime was having 17 miniature poodles. That was her crime. And she's never broken the law in her life, and they're wearing her down. It's ridiculous. And by the way, I'd like to say on my own part, you are a wonderful guest. You have a wonderful product. And I'm going to promote your product every chance I get. Thank you, Ken, so much for being an American. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, we need to have something worked out with you. Maybe get a commercial with us or something, because I believe in this service. There's nothing bad. I don't see any downside to having the service, because it's not like you're selling a product and you have to, you know, guarantee it works and all stuff. You have a call list, a registry. And people, you got to be on a registry anyways. If you're on a registry with the police, the government, to make you look like a criminal, to put you on a terrorist watch list, to do all this, we need to have a combative solution. We need to have something to counteract that. And this is just, I'm really blown away by this entire concept. It's brilliant.
It really is brilliant. What he's doing, of all the guests we have, and we have some guests on here, okay? Of all the guests we have, this man has come up with a concept that absolutely works. I truly believe that Ken, if he comes across the right case, He'll do it for nothing. He'll do it just because it's the right thing to do. I'm going to give Kathleen the information to her because, I mean, this is a wonderful man. This is good. Ken is a good man. He's a good man. He's been there, done that. He understands the way the things are going. Ken, I'm proud of you. I really am. And you can ask me, and you can ask Will. I'm a hard nut to crack, but I'm not a hard nut to crack on you because you are one good man.
Yeah, I wanted to know, Ken. He's absolutely right. As far as the we're talking about lawyers and stuff like that, I mean, maybe aside from your business, if you just had any ideas about what people should do as far as legal representation, do you think it's worth going to do that? I know there's a lot of people I hear from, either from DCYF, CPS, or whistleblowers, or the countless people that we have on the show. You know, they can't find a good lawyer, and they end up wasting money on it. Do you think it's better to represent yourself, get a public defender, or do you recommend any lawyers, or do you have any advice as far as that goes?
Okay. Wow. First off, do not represent yourself unless it's something minor, like extremely minor, because you are going to say something wrong, you are going to do something wrong, and then the prosecution is going to nail you on it. You only want to get a public defender, or pretender, as we like to call them, if you want to plea out. Because guess what? Chances are he's on good note with the prosecutor, so if you want to strike a plea deal, they can probably get you a pretty good one. Other than that, you're going to want to hire a lawyer. Even if you're hiring the cheapest lawyer you can find, it's still better than a public defender. They're still probably only handling, you know, 30 cases versus the 300 that the public defender is. So, yeah, you never, ever want to stick with the public defender if you have any choice in the matter, if you want to fight.
Well, and also, this is such a great idea, what you're doing. Can you extend the service to people who are being locked up into mental wards? Because a lot of what I deal with are people who are targeted, who have seen something, who are witnesses, or they're whistleblowers, or, you know, there's something down the lines of people that need to be quieted, but have not committed any crimes. And so what the police like to do is they like to do medical kidnap. You know, they'll lock you up in a mental ward for a 3-day observation. And next thing you know, 2 months has flown by. They haven't let you out. Can we extend that service to these people as well?
Yes, absolutely. We even have a branch that is in medical. So if you wake up in a hospital and you haven't got your wallet or your cell phone, you can call our one easy to remember number. We'll make your calls for you, even send an Uber to come pick you up. Or if you're going to have an extended stay, you can use your flex funds to get Uber Eats because, well, let's face it, hospital food's only slightly better than prison food.
Absolutely. And yeah, I mean, it really sickens me what these people do. And so there needs to be something. I mean, I talk to a lot of targeted individuals, and I'm not sure if you are familiar with that term. But yeah, when the government, the police have it out for you, the courts have it out for you, it's so easy to just disappear you in a mental hospital. Now, as far as a service to, I mean, a lot of these times, again, 72 hours is what they tell you. But I know they'll play these games, these little mind games, like, oh, we'll send somebody in to fill out this paperwork. It says you're going to be here for 72 hours. And then the next day, they send in another person with the same paperwork, tell you to fill it out for the 72 hours. But I just did that yesterday. Oh, no, that was for this department. And then, okay, you sign it again anyways. Then a couple days later, they send in another person, after you've already supposed to be released, to sign the same paperwork. They did this to me. And they said, well, I mean, if you don't sign it, you're going to be stuck here forever. Well, it looks like I'm already going to be stuck here forever. So I hope that the service can definitely be used, especially for something like that. These people are just criminals, and they hide behind the paperwork. And it's what really makes me sick. All the lies.
They did that to my daughter-in-law, Jackie. They put her in ASH, the Austin State Hospital, because she said she was insane. And they put her in there, but the only mistake they made was that Jackie was Jackie. She was a consummate actress. And she got around their system, and she got out of there. But they were trying to do exactly what you're saying right there. Right there. And the only thing that saved her was the fact that she was smart enough to listen to what they were saying. She played their game, and she got out. And then she got the hell out of Texas. She went out on the West Coast and hid, just like I did.
Well, I definitely... I'm just trying to think of all the other scenarios here. I mean, because the elderly people, especially if you're elderly, you don't have any other family members around you, per se. And, you know, they're trying to do the medical kidnap because probate court wants your property. They're trying to tell, they're trying to convince you that you can't take care of yourself and all this property that you have. And when the government just really wants to steal your property and sell to the highest bidder, you know, family members need to be contacted as soon as things like this happen. And I think this is a great service. I'm going to give out that website one more time for you guys. You need to visit R, that's capital R, okay, R3-KON.com. Okay. Sign up for the service. Tell people about the service because this is, is there a phone number also that people can reach you? I see you have a flyer here. Can I give that number out?
Absolutely. That's the number you call if you're in trouble. So I really hope you want to give that one out.
Yeah, okay. So it's 978-CON-WENT. So yeah, definitely call that number. And Ken, I definitely want to get a commercial made for you. I'll put in my programming for free. That's how much I believe in what you're doing. I'll have commercial put into my TV shows to advertise your service. What do you think about that?
And Ken, I'd like to say something, but I know he's going to cut this short pretty quick. Excuse me. My family has been through literal hell with the CPS and everything else. I deeply admire what you're doing. I deeply believe in it. And we have, I believe, if you sit alone for a while, you'll see the ghost of my daughter-in-law sitting in the corner, and she'll ask you, how stands the family? And you damn well better be able to say, the family stands strong. And I believe, Ken, that you're the man that will make the family stand strong.
We try, man. We try. That's one of the things people don't understand. When the police give you that one phone call, and you call your family, your friend, your lover, whoever that one person's number you have memorized is, you've put a target on their head. That person is someone the police are going to look into. Whereas if you call us, we're a company. I don't know you from a guy on the street. Did you get a call? You 100 calls a day. Can't help you. Sorry.
Well, give out the I know the show's about to wrap up, but give out the phone number and the website one more time for folks out there.
Well, we don't have time. We don't have time. I just did that. But I actually want to give Ken the last 30 seconds here if he wants to give a final statement before I have to close out the show.
I just want to thank you guys and thank you for this opportunity. And I really wish this product wasn't needed, but it is. So thanks for all the help getting the word out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And again, go to that website, people. We're probably not going to be the last time we hear from Ken here. I would definitely like to get some people who have used the service to come on and give their testimonies and that sort of thing, because there are too many injustices out there that, you know, there's nobody looking out for us. You know, Big Brother, if they're looking out for us, they shouldn't be victimizing us so much. Especially in the name of false terrorism, a false war on terror. You know, there's no war on terror. Terror is actually winning. Okay? There's no war on drugs. There's no war on fake news. The only thing that there's a war on is you, the people. The establishment's war on you. Please understand that. Things aren't going to get better until you do understand that. I know I'm dealing with lots of censorship. We're dealing with lots of... I mean, I'm being attacked behind the scene here myself with, you know, the banks that want to do some fraudulent activity. Because, you know, some Illumitard gave the branch manager a call, said, you know, we need to harass this person. So, you know, I'm in court with several people, and I'm filing lawsuits all over the freaking place. I'm not the one to be playing with. And these people will soon understand that. If they want to get rid of me, they're going to have to get physical with deadly force. That's the only way you're going to get rid of me. So I want to go ahead and again remind everybody as well. Tomorrow night, we have Kristen T. Harris coming on to the show. He's running for president 2020, okay? Transhuman Party. And I know so many people are asking, what the hell's transhumanistic party? Well, we're going to have a lot of talk about the computer age and what that's going to mean for us in the future, especially concerning the AI. Now, I'm quite an expert in the turning AI programs, and we're going to get into that. But anyways, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations.